The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Avalon HR.
Local dependable. This is Pep Talk, Vince Cole's expert panel. We've got some rock and rollers in the house. Chip Absolutely. Woods over here doing the bass run and air guitar.
Gotta love it.
This is Pep Talk, and we have our friends from Avalon HR here this morning. Chip Wood, who is the VP of Sales and Marketing, and Stacy Oren, who is the HR and Benefits Manager. Good morning, y'all. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you this week? What's going on in the world of HR and Avalon?
Well, HR is not short for hurricanes, and we don't have any of those,
and we don't
so
have
that's
any,
a good
we're
thing.
Knock on wood, everybody. On we're holding our breath. I think
nothing
it's a good thing.
Expected in the next 7 days.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, but you know, that is an interesting thing, because people say, well, what would happen to my paycheck if we were in the middle of a hurricane? You'd still get it.
And that's pretty amazing.
It will still happen.
It will still happen.
And you told a story, I think it was last time, that you were in your car one year.
Worked
from
Lowe's.
Tell that story. That's a great story.
Yeah, Hurricane Sally. I worked from Lowe's. I went up first thing in the morning for 2 hours, went home, back at lunch for 2 hours, and then came back at the end of the day to wrap everything up just to make sure that we could all communicate and continue to run payrolls and answer questions and make sure everyone, all of us were safe and secure, all of our clients were safe and secure. And we have clients over, we have quite a few clients in Texas, so we kind of have to watch, you know, not just the Pensacola area, you know, the entire Gulf Coast, even over through that Texas area as to what's going on. So we do keep an eye on that. We have someone who's rather fascinated with weather in our office. So she's our
you have your own meteorologist.
Yes, we do.
House.
She's our own designated weather watcher. Mm-hmm. She does a great job, so she helps us, you know, plan and keep track and things like that. And so, yeah, if we can't reach you to approve your payroll, we will go ahead and, you know, maybe duplicate last week's payroll. And then when we do get in touch with you, we'll settle it all out with you. But we absolutely are never going to leave any of your employees without pay, because it's even more vital during that time.
Oh, gosh, yes.
When
absolutely.
You may be having to travel, get a hotel, you know, different things like that. So
even if it's just your base pay, you still need something during
absolutely.
That time.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
So that's great that you do that.
And that's true, because, you know, the last thing you want to do is show up somewhere, like Stacy said, at a hotel or some distance away, and you give them your credit card, and they go, no.
No, today, you know.
You got nothing.
Gosh, yes.
We're not going to let that happen at all. But as far as, you know, other things ramping up in the HR world, it's, you know, our benefits plans renew in April, right? April 1st. We're off. We're not a 1-1 start. We're a 4-1 start. But Chip and I had our first meeting of the benefits season yesterday. Yes, I'm already worn out.
Oh, gosh.
It's something we try. We invest. You know, I wish people could often see what goes on behind the scenes of these things. You know, yes, health care costs are projected to rise again this year, not just with us, kind of across the board. But the lengths we go through to try to make sure every year that the plan is affordable, that it is available to you no matter where you are in the United States, in our, you know, because if we had a local plan here to Florida and you lived in Texas or Nevada or California, it wouldn't do you much good. So we have to make sure that the products we select are available all over the United States. They're at a reasonable price point. I mean, I don't think anything in healthcare this is reasonable anymore, but, you know, the best that we can. And we're literally starting this, you know, what, 6-7 months out to try to get all this in place, to make sure that we're in the best place possible. And then we will continue to do this throughout the end of the year into next year and try to get everything ready for one for our employees. That is also one of the good things about being with a PEO.
You can say what a PEO is.
It's a professional employer organization. And you can come in. We hold the master policies on these plans. And you can come into those plans with no fees to join in. no fees, you know, for the plan administration, anything like that. You can already bring your employees under an established plan and go. Like day one, like if you came on board today and needed everybody benefits 10-1,
done. Sign and drive.
Wow,
it's
okay.
Really simple. It's a really easy process. We utilize products that people have heard of. Mm-hmm. You know, we use Blue Cross Blue Shield for our medical, Aflac for worksite products like your short-term disability, critical illness, accident. And then we partner with Emeritus for our dental and vision. And that network is in the top three networks in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to have any issues using your benefits, anything like that. And I've had people, when they've left us, go, hey, you know, can you give me the forms for Aflac? Because I want to continue that, because I called to get the accident insurance on my own, and it's over triple the price. Absolutely. So it's
safety in numbers.
Safety in numbers,
right.
You're joined into an established plan that already has hundreds of people on it. So our rates are very, very competitive as to what you can gain on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely worth looking at.
We're talking with Avalon HR this morning. Chip Wood is here and Stacey Oren. If you've got questions, now's the time to ask them, because they are experts on HR and benefits and also how to help you run your business and take care of the things that you don't need to be spending hours in your office doing forms and figuring out people's PTO and all that kind of stuff. Let them do it for you. So
absolutely.
If you've got a question, 850-437-1620.
Or if you don't have time to call in today, just mm-hmm. give us a call at the office, 850-475-1555. And we're conveniently located at 100 South Pace Boulevard here in beautiful Pensacola.
And what's your website? Because you do have the information there as well, some of the things that you offer.
AvalonHR.com.
Okay.
It's very simple.
Right. And I think we're getting ready to do a kind of a redo of the website, so keep an eye out for that. Some new and exciting things we're going to put on there. And we've got some cool new things in the works coming up between now and the end of the year. And I'm not going to give too much away.
Oh, you're such a tease.
I know, right? Stay tuned. Stay with me to the end of the year and see what we got.
So. Well, it's hard to believe we're in the second week of September. So what does that mean to employers? I mean, I know I'm assuming for our hospitality and tourism folks, there's a big shift going on.
Yeah, well, Stacey can talk about the new minimum wage.
Coming up at the end of the month, the minimum wage, part of the voted on and approved graduated minimum wage increase in the state of Florida. It goes up again this September 30th, I do believe. I think it's the most random time ever to do mm-hmm. things like that, but mm-hmm. okay.
Well, I'm thinking a lot of those businesses run October to October in their fiscal year.
Yeah.
So that's
physical year. And I can't stand that when people do that. It's the fiscal year. Oh,
no,
really?
Well, it's fiscal. So. Fiscal.
Fiscal. F-I-S-C-A-L.
But that
and
might be why.
You call me picky.
Whoa. Well, go ahead, sweetie.
I am a bit OCD. I will admit that. But I completely lost my
You were talking about September 30th.
Thank you. Minimum wage increase.
And what's it going from to what?
13 to 14 for wow. minimum wage. Server minimum wage is going from $9.98 to $10.98.
Wow.
Gosh. You know, once in a while, I think about becoming a server again. I look at some of these paychecks. We have a couple of clients near a concert venue.
Mm-hmm.
And when I see those checks, I'm like, I could bartend again. I really think mm-hmm. I could bartend again.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, absolutely not.
Nope.
But, you know, it will be a significant difference, and it will impact a lot of people. Chip and I have talked about this many times. If you live, you know, on the Florida-Alabama line, why would you not drive over here to work?
Mm-hmm. True.
Minimum wage, and I think it's, what, still $2.13?
Something like that. It's
ridiculous.
Very low.
Oh, gosh. Well, that's when I was working.
So
it was $2.35, I think, something like that.
$2.13 where I am, where I can cross the bridge, and now it's $14.
Phew, wow.
Let me think about that.
Right.
Wow.
So it is significant, and it is a hit to employers. And, you know, again, that's not something that I personally can change.
Mm-hmm.
I think we talked about before, the biggest lobby against this program is probably the Travel and Tourism Association. They've got a big stake in it. The Restaurant Association has a big stake mm-hmm. in trying to get this kind of stop scaled back. But we're one year away from completion. Next September 30th, when it hits $15, that is the end of the graduated plan. There'll be no more increases. Mm-hmm. Unless, you know, another vote comes up and something changes after that. But, you know, it is a significant expense to employers to take that on, because that comes directly from them.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Well, here's another good subject.
Yes.
Workers' comp insurance.
Oh, okay.
This will be the ninth year in a row it's gone down.
Oh, that's
now,
good
now
news.
You tell me another insurance. Anybody listening out there, you tell me another insurance that has gone down.
None. There's absolutely
none. But workers' comp beginning January 1, it's been the filing hasn't happened yet, but it's already been kind of put in place by NCCI, which is National Council for Compensation Insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to reduce the Florida workers' compensation by an average of 6.9%.
Wow. Okay.
So that's going to help.
That's pretty significant.
That's going to help a lot of businesses.
When does that go in effect?
January 1.
Okay. That's good
now,
news.
Now, that's not every single code out there, but on an average, 6.9%.
Okay, we've got a question from one of our listeners, and if you've got a question, please text it in at 850-437-1620 to Pep Talk. The question is, some of my employees are asking about retirement plans. What are the options?
Okay, I was on the way in this morning. I was in a car conference about just this very thing. We partner with Slavic, who is, they specialize in PEO structured plans, and mm-hmm. it's called an MEP, a multiple employer plan. And what that means is we're kind of the overseer of that plan, and you can, adopting employees, is what that, when you join into a 401k, you're adopting into the plan. If you are our client, you can adopt into our multi-employer plan with no fees to you to join, no fees charged to you as the employer. Avalon takes care of the audit, which is required by law. No matter what plan you're on, you have to have your 401k audited. We hold the ERISA bond for that plan, so we don't charge you for that. The only fees are assessed to the employees when they take things like loans and distributions and things like that.
Just normal. So,
mm-hmm. Right, just normal everyday transactions. So there's absolutely no cost for the employer to join in. And then everybody's like, well, what about the matching? I have to match, and I can't do that right now. Nope. Actually, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
There's several plan options, plan designs that you can choose from, and not all of them require an employer match. So if you're like, hey, I just can't do a match right now, but I want my employees to be able to save for the future, not a problem. We can start you in a plan, and then in a year or so, maybe at the end of the year, you had a much better year than anticipated. There's options to do a one-time contribution to your employees on that. And then, you know, if your financial situation changes or improves, you can then add a match. So there's lots of different options. But from immediately coming in on the employer side, we will bring you into that plan at absolutely zero cost to you.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
That's great. And I always thought you had to have the match up front, but you're saying you could actually start the plan for your employees. They can start saving, but the match might come later.
Absolutely.
Correct.
That's great. I didn't realize you could do that.
Yes.
Absolutely. And the one big thing that changed this last year that is probably the bane of my 401k existence at the moment, and I don't know that's ever going to end, that by law, there's a new auto-enrollment feature in 401k plans that were signed after a certain time,
mm-hmm.
which means if your employees take no action, they will automatically be enrolled at a 3% contribution rate, okay? And then it will increase every year,
mm-hmm.
and I think it tops out around 10%, somewhere around there. But it always stuns me at the amount of time that it takes for people to notice this from their check. You know, people just don't look at their checks.
They get the email of the pay stub and they don't really look at it.
Woo-hoo! And then 6 months later, they're like, hey, 3% of my pay has been going into this 401k thing. Mm-hmm. Why? Well, auto enrollment. And everybody gets the information about that. They just forget.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of people think it's junk mail. When the envelopes come, though, they do come branded from our 401k. They come with our name on them. So mm-hmm. people, you know, hopefully that's a little attention. Hey, you know, this is something you might want to look at, right? But the auto enrollment feature is there, but employees can absolutely opt out of that. But, yeah, absolutely. You can get started without a match if you're not able to do so, and that's perfectly fine. There's lots of different options. We have a dedicated rep that works with us who is the most amazing human ever.
Mm-hmm.
He has a way of explaining this that just makes perfect sense to people. He has you fill out a little form because there's so many factors in 401k, your owners, how many family members you have working for you. That can impact your plan design.
Mm-hmm.
But we have an expert that talks you through all that. It's just not me and Chip kind of winging it as we go. We put you with someone who can actually, you know, specifically answer your concerns and questions, and then we take over full plan administration from there.
And that's the hard part. That's the part that you can
that is the hard part.
That's the part that an employer can get kind of bogged down with.
Absolutely.
Well, Stacy and I have a kind of a saying that a lot of people use, I guess, but stay in your lanes.
Mm.
If you don't really, really understand 401ks, and if you don't understand, you know, sharing the profits of your business, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
You need to turn it over to people that really do that for a living.
Right, right.
Because you can get yourself in a whole world of hurt mm-hmm. if you don't.
Mm-hmm.
And you can end up wasting money, spending somebody else's money you shouldn't be spending.
Well,
it just doesn't work out well.
Mm-hmm. I've used the phrase before, the IRS structures 401ks, health insurance, and everything else in a manner where no owner or family members can benefit more greatly than their employees. Okay, it's set like that for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't hire all of your family and 10 other people and make your family rich, and the 10 other people, you're like, so sorry about your luck. You're not related.
Oh, gosh.
There's procedures and testing in place. Well, I have seen it happen, okay? But there's procedures in place to keep that from happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way they want this structured is in a fair and equitable way to everyone participating, right? So that's where, you know, his name is Kevin with Slavic, that we our rep, and that's where he can talk you through that, saying, hey, you've got like way too many family members on this plan. If you set it up this way, you will fail testing. And there's two different kinds of testing. One of them just pays back participants that have over benefit, but there's another one that actually has a monetary fine attached if you fail that.
But okay.
We handle all the testing for you. We give you a heads up if you're trending in the direction where it looks like you could fail testing. We will reach out well ahead of time and say, you've got to stop this now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to lower your contribution. You need to have your children lower their contributions because your employees are not participating at the same level.
Right. No, that makes sense. But that's not something you might be aware of as an employer.
Most people wouldn't be.
Right.
Have no idea.
Right.
But we do all of that. We make sure that the contributions are sent timely.
Mm-hmm.
And
no
that's
surprises.
That's another big thing with the IRS. You can't deduct someone's money and hold on to it.
Mm.
Or you could be responsible for any losses or gains incurred during that time that the employee did not get. So it's a very regulated process.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like Kevin said this morning on our call, once the employer signs on, you don't have to look at it again. If you're the business owner, once you sign that piece of paper, it becomes mine and Slavic's responsibility. You don't touch it.
Well, I hope that answers the question, because
if I'm
an employer,
give me a call.
There's so many the ins and outs and things that I don't know about, and I've got a business to run. And if your employees, it is a great benefit to have.
You know, Meg, that's why we use the term "you need Avalon," because
mm-hmm.
you don't have time to be researching all of this stuff.
Right.
And this is what we do for a living.
Mm-hmm. And you're very diligent, I know, about keeping up. You do attend conferences.
Absolutely.
You are part of several legal organizations
yep.
and PEO organizations, correct?
We
absolutely.
Are a member of NAPEO, which is the National Association for Professional Employment Organizations. We are also a member of ESAC. We are a member. We have our own IRS representative
mm-hmm.
that we can consult on different things.
The Society for Human Resource Management.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in constant training. I just went through some training with eVerify the other day.
Oh, that's a good one.
Which became state mandated in Florida. It used to be.
Florida is an automatic. You have to
it
e-verify
It is now an
everybody.
E-verify state.
Interesting.
Regardless of the number of employees. You know, so it's constant training. It's partnering with the resources that
mm-hmm.
you need, because there's no way we can retain every single bit. You know, I'm not a financial analyst. I'm not an expert. That's why we partner with Slavic, and I have a financial analyst expert to
right.
advise our clients, because
mm-hmm.
that is not me,
mm-hmm.
ever.
Mm-hmm.
I have no desire. And so we do, you know, partner with people that are the best in the business that can give our employers the correct advice. We do attend a lot of training, seminars. We try to stay as relevant and current as possible.
Okay, got another question here. Have you had any questions about how AI is going to affect businesses?
Mm.
This is the hot topic, by the way.
Okay.
Well, I mean, more from probably, Stacy, probably more from HR, I would think,
mm-hmm.
than a payroll situation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because AI... You can't say AI or go on ChatGPT and
right.
say, print me out a check.
<You know? laughs> Not yet, anyway.
Well, yeah, but somebody's going to have the funding to do
right,
that.
Right,
so.
I'm just kidding.
but on Stacy's end, a lot lot of the paperwork and stuff, I can probably see that happening.
Mm-hmm. It is a helpful tool.
Right.
I don't think it's ever going to replace, you know, like me totally, because there's just some things it can do.
Well, I'm thinking in the HR side of it, when you're dealing with employee issues,
it's amazing for employee issues.
And is it? Because I'm thinking absolutely. It would not be. Okay.
No, it actually is. You know, I draft documents quite often, and then I have ChatGPT review mm-hmm. it, uh-huh. Especially in different states.
Interesting. Okay.
Well, because different states have different laws related to employment, final paychecks, what you mm-hmm. can deduct for, can't, you know, deduct for. So I use it as like a double check to myself to make sure that, you know, I haven't prepared this document thinking Florida, mm-hmm. and it's going to Nevada.
Right.
So, you know, I'm like, hey, review this for Nevada employment law accuracy.
Mm-hmm.
And things like that. So it is a big help for me. But as far as actually replacing people, my brother-in-law called me the other day. He was laughing. They'd gone out to a restaurant, and they had a waitress, and they ordered their food with the server, and then a robot brought them their food. Yeah.
Oh,
and
gosh.
He was like, that was the weirdest thing ever. They still had servers there, but
right.
the food was all delivered and handled, you know, by robots.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm seeing a big thing lately has been the robotic massage things,
mm-hmm.
you know, like the AI massage thingy.
I haven't seen that yet, but now he got me interested.
Yeah. You know, I think, I don't know, I'm a big proponent of massage.
Mm-hmm.
I go often. And for me, it's not a luxury thing anymore. I have some back issues, and mm-hmm. it's literally a necessity to, like, keep me moving kind of thing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I can't imagine having a massage by a robot. Like, I want my massage therapist. You know, I want
the human touch.
Yes, because I think that's a big part of it. And, you mm-hmm. know, the energy and just the, you know, yeah, absolutely not. I think we're really early in the AI game.
Mm-hmm.
We have a client that works in that realm, and he went to a conference from the guy that developed the more modern AI as we know it. And the guy that developed it said it was absolutely the best and absolutely the worst thing that he had ever done in his career.
Mm. Interesting.
So, what? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, okay. It gets you to really, you stop and start thinking about all the things that, you know, everybody's wanted AI, and then all of a sudden one day somebody's going to go, well, yes, but AI is replacing you.
Suddenly
it's not a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I think it will happen down the road.
Somewhere. Mm-hmm. Yep,
somewhere. You know, but I think there are certain positions that will always kind of be safe
mm-hmm.
from that.
Right.
You know, I remember when I first really started wanting to use it at the office, and my boss told me, just remember one thing, when AI is incorrect, it is very confident in its incorrectness.
That is true. There's nothing checking the information. It's
right.
It's pulling from the entire internet or the entire web world, and it could pull something that's not accurate.
Right. That's true.
So you have to be careful.
You have to be very careful. And I do, once it comes back and says, hey, Nevada employment law says this,
mm-hmm.
I go check that.
Right.
I don't just take its
right.
word for it. You know, we do check that. I think it can be used in a lot of situations to work smarter
mm-hmm.
and not necessarily harder.
Mm-hmm.
But again, with that caveat, you kind of have to be careful. It's not there yet.
Right. That makes sense.
Yep.
All right. We're down to about our last minute or so. Anything we haven't talked about this morning I'd like to mention with September being here in the fall? Yeah, y'all covered quite a lot this morning.
Today, yeah, felt like a little bit like short attention span theater. We were just kind of like,
well, a lot of times, you know, when we start talking about our industry, there's so many facets of it, from health insurance to workers' compensation insurance to administering the workers' comp and making
mm-hmm.
sure it's right, and that falls back into Stacy's category to make sure that somebody's getting the proper treatments, somebody shows up for the proper treatments,
right,
and then they get them back to work. That's the whole premise, is to get somebody back on their feet and get them back to work again
mm-hmm.
so they can be a productive part of the business. And a lot of times we see where, you know, unfortunately, people want to drag this out.
Mm.
And when they do that, it becomes more difficult to get somebody back to work.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That makes sense.
If you have questions, or, you know, we would love to talk to you. There's no fees, no, you know,
yeah,
no
we don't
obligations.
Charge. Hey, listen, we We don't charge for our free advice.
You can come by 100 South Pace Boulevard or call 850-475-1555. And I'm going to end with a very quick happy birthday shout out to my daddy, who is 76 years old today.
Aww, happy birthday, Daddy. Yes. Thank you. All right. Oh, so we've been talking with Chip Wood, Stacey Oren with Avalon HR. So many services that can assist your business. Again, the website is avalonhr.com.
Give us a call, 850-475-1555. Be happy to talk with you.
This is Pep Talk.